This podcast is brought to you by AvWeb.com, world's premier independent aviation news resource.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Aero 2019 in Friedrichshafen, Germany. I'm with Simon Caldicott of Piper. Simon, you've just given a presentation, a kind of a market overview of where Piper is now internationally. Did want to ask you a couple of additional questions. The international market on the M-Class seems to be a hot market now, a growth market?
Absolutely. We're seeing considerable increase in demand. Brazil has started to come back, been a big increase for M-Class, particularly last year. We're seeing that continuing this year. Europe seems to be also expanding and taking off again, which is good news. And I think a lot of that's because the economy has been improving.
And are all of those aircraft, or most of those aircraft, going into private ownership, or are there some commercial interests there as well?
No. Almost all of the M-Class right now are going into private ownership. We have one or two people who are putting them into Part 135 charter operation. So there is a handful, which is good, because that exposes more people to our products.
And how about Europe as a market for M-Class?
Europe's been good and it continues to be good. 2 years ago, we announced a new dealer in the UK. He certainly has been very successful. He delivered an M500 last year, took delivery of a 600, and he's taking more M-Class into the United Kingdom this year, which is a significant improvement over what it has been. Just this morning you heard we have an M500, the very first one going into France. So we are seeing a lot more activity over here, which is good.
And I believe you mentioned a new dealer network in France. Or in Europe?
We have a new company called Flying Smart that has Belgium, Luxembourg, Monaco. So, obviously, continue to expand the territories.
Let's move a little bit into the trainer class. Big demand for trainer. You announced it last week, the Pilot 100 and 100i at Sun and Fun. You're getting a lot of response. What's the response like internationally?
So far, we literally just announced it last week, Paul. We kept it very much under wraps, and we were overwhelmed last week. Now, the majority of the interest last week, of course, was U.S.-based. And today really is our first opportunity to talk about the international market. But it is there's a place we will eventually go with the Pilot 100 and 100i. So it's a bit early to say what that will be like internationally, but I'm sure it's going to be just as strong.
Is there in Europe the flight school structure that we have in the U.S. and other parts of the world?
So there is. Some of the flight schools in Europe are also part of U.S., such as L3 that we announced this morning. While they're a U.S. company based out of New York and they have flight schools in the U.S., they also have a flight school in Portugal and United Kingdom and are expanding even down into the Asia-Pacific rim. So that's just one example. CAE is another, obviously, big provider of flight training here in the U.K. Of course, there's a Canadian company, but has flight schools in the U.S. So we're seeing a lot more professional flight schools over here, and we anticipate that Pilot 100 will help the second-tier flight schools in Europe the way that we sort of foresee it. So,
how about production capacity? If you're overwhelmed with interest in orders, you said that Piper has some additional production capacity, but there are limits on that. So how are you going to manipulate the capacity there and the economics?
So that's a great question, and that's something that we pay a lot of attention to at Piper. It's the supply and demand model. So right now we have an order backlog for all of our trainer products. Going into this year, we had 700 units in firm orders and options, which takes us, obviously, out for 3 to 4 years. Our big limitation in producing more aircraft is manpower. It's not the facility. We just opened a whole new assembly line to cater for both the Arch increase in volume and the Seminole. So we have plenty of physical capacity. It's the labor. And we obviously don't want to overman and then have to do a manpower reduction later on. So it's gauging it and getting it right. I'm more interested in creating big backlog. However, we will keep a number of open slots in our schedule all the time for those immediate pop-ups that might occur for somebody who can't wait a few years.
So what do you think is the ideal backlog? You obviously don't want it to be too long because that advantages your competitors, but you don't want to have too much capacity, otherwise you'll have an idle workforce when the bubble breaks.
Absolutely. Right now, I mean, this is the strongest position Piper has certainly been in for over 10 years. So it's gauging it, and based on the overwhelming interest for the new pilot 100 and 100i, we're probably going to increase the rate a little bit higher than we anticipated, probably by another 15 to 20% above what we thought we would max it at.
Last question, how about approvals on the 100, both for Europe or the U.S. and especially Europe?
So the Europe, obviously the PA-28 is a certified airframe in both the U.S. And Europe. We're in the process right now of doing the validation or the FAA certification for the engine and the airframe in conjunction with Continental Motors. That will be complete in June. The Garmin G3X Touch has already been certified as an STC by Garmin, and we will use that STC as the basis for our installation. So by the middle of this year, we will have the FAA certifications complete. Obviously, the validations in Europe can take longer, but we will be working with both Continental and Garmin to secure those as soon as we can.
Simon Caldicott, thanks.
Thank you, Paul.
Paul Bertarelli reporting from Aero. Thanks for listening. This podcast is brought to you by AvWeb.com, world's premier independent aviation news resource.